Well, it's Tuesday, 28th of August, and approximately 8 a.m. And it's a lovely, lovely morning, which is great because yesterday was a terrible, dirty, rotten, stinking day. A geidrich day. It must have dried up during the night because the blocks look kind of almost dry. So, and it's to be a nice day today, which is great. Oh. Remember yesterday's morning message. I'd had a particularly bad night with new medication, and so, being the wise old sage that I am, I decided last night I wouldn't take it. I'm supposed to take it just shortly before I go to bed. Of course, Mac knows best and didn't take it. I have been taking it consistently, by the way, and had mixed results. Some very good nights indeed. So I didn't take it last night. And well, what a terrible night. Dear. Tossed and turned. So I was forced to get up eventually, about 4 o'clock, 4 a.m., and stumbled blindly into the kitchen and find the pills and take a pill. Felt like taking half a dozen pills. I hadn't slept much at all. So anyway, I went back to bed. And I don't know whether it was a pill or the fact that I had broken the trauma of what was happening in bed by the mere fact that I got up and had a pee and walked to the kitchen and to have a wee drink of water, and then, but I don't know what I did, but yes, I didn't go to sleep immediately, but I did get to sleep, and there's something funny going on. I'm just feeling far too hot in bed. I don't know what it is. And of course yesterday might have compounded things, because yesterday morning I had the sniffles, and the day before I had a few wee sneezes, which I'm not prone to doing at all, and I felt a bit shivery. Yesterday I felt particularly shivery and was sneezing on and off throughout the day. I was actually forced to put socks on with my sandals yesterday, and a jumper, in fact, on the on a hangout last night, people would see I was sitting with a heavy, chunky jumper, and that was inside the house. So, I don't know, it may have always been a compilation or a compoundation or a, I don't know, but anyway. Feeling much better this morning, but maybe I picked up a bit of a cold, and it's not helped. Oh, so today, I don't know. Thoughts this morning are, of course, well, a few places, but particularly with the people over in the American states that are about to be whacked by Hurricane Isaac. Please God that it burns itself out before it hits land and just becomes a tropical storm, as they call it. Or even that can be bad, but it's far, far, far better than a full-blown hurricane. So. And then, of course, there's been a massive typhoon down there in the southern seas. And it's causing havoc. There was something else, but I can't remember what it was. In the global weather situation, I mean. Yeah. I seen a report last night about the ice cap, the North Pole ice caps could be ice-free in the summer months within 3 years. That would be a disaster. What's the polar bears going to do then for food? Dear, dear, dear. Oh, we're killing this world. We're killing this. As Fireman Rich says, this beautiful blue globe or something he calls it. And we're destroying it. I put my hand up, I'm as guilty as anyone. You can be as environmental you like with your coloured rubbish bins. But we're still all pumping carbon monoxide from our cars we use all the time, and we still contribute in various other means to pollution. And if you buy something from on Amazon that's coming from Singapore or Hong Kong, as is becoming very fashionable, we're all contributing to global pollution. Seem to be on a kind of global path this morning, don't I? It's hard to believe that Saturday's the 1st of September. Yesterday I had leaves dropping into the pond. I was constantly fishing them out, and they weren't brown leaves or yellow leaves, they were green leaves. Looks like the trees are going to give up a bit earlier this year. Of course, usually when we get that here, when it's wet autumn, you don't get the beautiful colours in the trees. They tend to drop everything fairly quick, and you miss out on that, the glory that is autumn. Very tired this morning. And I really need to stick my head here above the buttress of the shed and catch that very strong fresh wind that's blowing. And clear the blearies from my inn. There are cobwebs from between my ears. Mind you, I could apply that to every day. So, time to get my environmental bucket out for the nice men and their big, noisy, stinky, smelly machine. Before I miss them and I have to wait another 2 weeks. Ah, oh, well, let's go on.